Monsetta?
Europe's number one bottle of beer, better, not bitter. At least, till we get a new slogan.
9:37. What's the matter, Harry?
You're so dumb. You are so dumb. That was the fourth or fifth time you've done it this morning. You step right on top of the commercial, you don't wait for my cue, you're just so dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb.
Thank you, Harry Tucker. I am Imus of the Morning, here with my friend Frank Reed. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Don.
Frank, I'm appalled.
What's wrong now?
With your listeners.
What's wrong?
I'm going to talk with a woman at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who admits that she sleeps around.
Well, what has this got to do with me?
Well, Frank, they're your listeners. They're not mine.
Well, what would you like me to do?
Tell them to shut the radio off.
No, what are you talking about?
You want people who probably are carrying a disease
to... Wait! Stop!
Touching the knobs on the radio, turning you on?
Don.
Yeah?
Come on.
Any word on bringing back Jesus?
What?
Your Jesus show that Randy canceled, Randy Bongardt.
No, I haven't heard, but we did...
General manager.
We taped yesterday's show yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And it's terrific.
This
It'll be
a tape show? It's not live? You don't come in here live and do
Sunday
it?
Sunday morning at 5:30. I'm not going to come in here Sunday morning at 5:30.
For Jesus, you're not? No wonder they canceled...
Wait a minute.
Hell, no wonder they canceled the show. Frank, there's no commitment on your part. What
no,
are you doing at 5:30 Sunday morning, Frank?
I'm
out sleeping around with one of your listeners?
No!
Do you hear that? New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut? See your local Ford dealer today. You could drive out a winner.
Contest ends July 10th, 1984, 9:39, 21 till 10 o'clock, and Frank Reed, who is a devout Christian and a nice young man, is being ickily influenced by many of you who disgusting people who listen to him, and I want you to stop it. WNBC.
Good morning.
Don't argue with me. You're going on the boat ride, even though it will make you sick and you will throw up. You're going on the boat ride. You're going to eat the stupid hot dogs, and you're going to drink the 7-Up, and you're going to watch the fireworks and sweat and be crammed and shoved around by a bunch of icky people. You're going on the boat ride. Don't argue with me. What's your name?
Well, if you say so.
What is your name?
John.
John?
Right.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from 150 East 42nd Street.
Are you a Puerto Rican, John?
That's right.
You are?
Proud of it.
You should be.
That's right.
Are you going to take your wife?
My sweetheart, yes, my wife.
You are? What is her name?
Gloria.
Gloria?
Right.
All right, baby.
Okay.
What's your favorite radio station?
WNBC, I mean.
It is?
Yes, sir.
What do you do for a living, John?
I'm a carpenter.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you make a lot of money then, don't you?
Well... Once in a while.
Yeah. All right, hang on, bro.
Okay, thank you.
Don't hang up now.
No, I won't.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold because we have to get your name and address.
Sure, thank you.
Selling. 9:40, 20 minutes till 10. I miss the morning. Carpenters make about $25 an hour, don't they? If they're any good. Well, John, you and Gloria are going on a boat. Icky people. Sweaty, icky people. NBC.
That's the winning spirit at Anna's. Terrific.
I've been asked to make the following announcement, a message from Randall Bongarten to Michael Eskridge and Bob Mounty. Stop bothering me. Don't worry about our radio station. You have enough problems across the hall. Butt out, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we here at Imus in the Morning, Mamma Jaminti, appear before you today to address the matter of the National Democratic ticket for the approaching presidential election in November. It has become clear at this point that Walter Mondale is the Democratic nominee for president, as distressing as that may be. But let's face it, what were the other choices? A man who claims to have visited Venus, Senator Gary Hart, and a man who would trade in the presidential limousine on a custom Eldorado, Jesse Jackson. So the Democrats were forced to go with the only thing remaining, no matter how repellent, and that was Walter Fritz Mondale. Honest to God, what a shame. Oh, well, such is politics. The next step in the normal procedure is selection of a running mate. Now, here is a dilemma. dilemma. Who the hell is going to run with Walter Mondale? Who would? Are you kidding me? Do you remember who Mondale ran with? Not exactly James Madison, ladies and gentlemen. James Carter. Mondale, as God is my witness, was Jimmy Carter's vice president. All of that idiocy was about half his fault. And now he's the nominee and expects somebody to climb on the ticket with him? Who? The Ayatollah? Come on, this guy's ship of state would be the Titanic. And some leading Democrats are pushing for a Mondale Hart ticket. Are they demented? Fritz and Flitz. This guy couldn't get a running mate if he went fishing for one on death row at Soledad. Can't you just hear it? Guy sitting in the hot seat. Yeah. Warden says, all right, Charlie. Governor says, you got two choices.
Yeah.
Charlie says, yeah. What are they?
Yeah.
And the warden says, get fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charlie says. And number two, be Walter Mondale's running mate. Pull the switch! Understand what I'm talking about?
66 WNBC.
They're a good deal. And a good deal more.
941, 19 till 10, I miss in the morning. I'm here with my friend Frank Free. Good morning, Frank.
Hi, Don.
Frank, have you noticed how most people are crazy?
How do you mean?
Like Morrison Cruz.
What? He's a nice guy, Chief.
Morrison is like... I keep thinking that maybe a dog is barking and Morrison is doing what he thinks the dog is saying, don't you?
Morrison's a nice man.
I went in and talked to Swell Nell.
Yeah?
Our atheist... Public Affairs Director.
Yeah.
And she's the one who offed your Jesus show, you know.
Right.
She and Randy Barngarten.
Mm-hmm.
So by the way, it's Jewish. I don't have anything to do with it or not. It's like Kinky Friedman says they ain't making Jews like Jesus anymore, Frank. You know what I'm talking about? So.
You know, I'm really speechless. I mean, I just come
in. Obviously, Frank, you are, because you wouldn't even stand up for Jesus when they offed Jesus on you from the radio station. You just say, well, fine.
I don't make those decisions, Don.
I know, Frank, but you...
I am just an employee here, okay?
Frank, don't get chesty with me. Why didn't
you
get...
Well, you know, I just walked into work.
Why didn't you get out of line with Baumgarten? I'm your friend. If it were up to me, Jesus would be on the radio, Frank.
Listen, can I just go get my bagel? You know, I mean, really, I mean, I just came in here to work, and then you bombard me with all this
stuff.
You're
a Christian? You're going to eat a bagel? Say, Frank, boy, they've turned you around, haven't they? WNBC.
What number am I?
You're the correct caller, ma'am, number 30.
I am?
Yeah, what is your name?
Andrea Weisinger, W-E-I-S.
Never mind all that. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine, thank you. I can't believe I won.
Don't wear me out with a spelling bee here. Andrea.
Yes?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Manhasset.
You are?
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
You won two passes to get on the boat to July 4th. Check out the fireworks.
Okay.
Scarf some dogs. Have a little soft drink or something, baby. Isn't that a good deal?
Yes.
Come on, get with the program, Andrea.
Wait, I'm in shock.
You are?
Yes, and I would be too embarrassed to tell you why.
Well, tell me why.
Well, it's been a long time that I've listened to your station, and I absolutely just turned you on. I'm at work, and I heard the number, and I called.
You
and
did?
I'm freaking out.
Isn't this wonderful?
Depends how you look at it.
How old are you?
Too old. But actually, I'm still young enough to fool around.
I don't want to fool around, Andrea.
You're not?
No. I just want to know how old you are.
Do I have to really tell?
Yeah.
33.
Oh, man.
I'm cute.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a boyfriend?
Well, I kind of have a husband, but it hasn't been that terrific for a while.
Well, I mean, this is not queen for a day. I'm sorry it's not working out with your old man, but I mean, you know.
Well, I don't have to take him on the boat, do I?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Take whomever you want.
Thank you.
You going to sleaze around on your old man? Is that the deal?
Do I do what?
Sleaze around on your husband. Don't answer this. I don't. It's too disgusting. I'm glad I'm not going to be on a boat with you. Oof. What's your favorite radio station?
WNBC.
I was afraid you'd say that. What a slimy lady. Ugh. 944, 16 till 10. I miss in the morning. Ugh. Probably has things crawling on her. NBC.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know.
June 99 days at Siemens.
Day 34, 26 to 9 o'clock. Do you know what?
We want out of this deal here anyway, because
we don't want out of this.
Yes,
it's
we do. We've been
offered
some
we don't
huge bucks
huh?
at another radio station.
Why?
Oakland 7, Cleveland 6.
Wait a minute.
So as soon as Randy's negotiating a deal now because he's sick of Eskridge and Mountie,
yeah,
trying to tell him what to do, he's doing a fine job running the radio station, and they keep sticking their nose in it. Seattle 4, Kansas City 1, Minnesota 3, so as soon as Randy gets his deal put together, Minnesota 3.
We don't need these things about this, you know, if it's he around here, we don't need to discuss that on the air. It's a 50,000-watt radio station, reaches 18 million people all up and down the East Coast. You know that it is piped out over the source network, and why do we have to air our dirty linen like that nationwide?
I don't know.
Just necessary.
Yeah, right? It's just like
that's what I thought.
Yeah. Minnesota 3, Texas 2.
Sunny and nice again tomorrow for Nina Antonora's birthday. Another 75 to 80 degree day. Well,
who is Nina Antonora?
She's Coach Antonora's daughter. She's 9 years old tomorrow, that's all.
Good.
Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, and at the moment it is 60... let me see.
Did she know her father's a mobster?
He's not a mobster.
Oh, my.
69 degrees right now in New York, 73 degrees in Atlanta, and that's what's happening.
What kind of car does Mr. Antonora drive?
Hmm?
What kind of car? I bet he drives a Cadillac.
Well, so what?
Does he?
Well...
Does he or doesn't he?
Well, yeah.
How would I know that?
Well, I don't know.
Because I just know that.
73 degrees in Atlanta, and
because
that's what's...
your father, Nina, is a hood.
Happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC New York.
Thank you, Charles. This is Jermaine and Michael Jackson. I thought we weren't going to play this record anymore. Can we take all of the Arista records off?
Wait a minute. Is there a problem here?
Clock 8:16 now in New York. WNBC weather becoming hot and more humid today with some sunshine most of the day. A 30% chance of a thundershower toward evening. High around 90 at 76 now in New York. Just when you thought you'd heard everything, Birdland, that's Bob Thomas Ford in Hamden, Connecticut, announces a helicopter sale. Are they selling helicopters? Well, we don't know. But they're flying them. And they're selling cars. New ones, used ones. Even hard to... I don't know what this is about. It's another one of these lion thieving car dealers who's, you know, and the bank's about ready to jerk his flooring. And so, you car guys know what that means. So he's got to sell these cars to get realistic at special prices and special interest rates. And it's all happening Saturday, June 16th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Birdland at Bob Thomas Ford, just outside New Haven in Hamden, Connecticut. If you buy a new Ford Escort or Tempo this Saturday at Birdland, Bob Thomas will arrange instant financing for qualified buyers at an annual percentage rate of 8.88. Bob Thomas, a dealer who sells you Thunderbirds for only $88.88, now brings you financing on all Escorts and Tempos. Are these cars that are, like, not very popular? These Escorts, and they are? They are popular? And they're not like something Ford stepped out on. At an annual percentage rate of 8.88. You get free rust-proofing with an LTD or a free AM-FM radio with any truck or van. Buy any new or used car or truck and you'll take a free helicopter ride. Oh, I see how that ties in. That's great, Bob. It's a great idea. So a lot of us will be rushing up there. Saturday, June 16th at Birdland, Bob Thomas Ford in Hamden, Connecticut, north of the Merritt Parkway, exit 60. Home of the Birdland Whirlybird. You're an idiot, Bob. You know that? You're a total, complete moron with this Ford dealership. Let's call somebody in Dearborn, Michigan, and have him jerk this, make him sell something else, okay? This guy doesn't deserve to sell Ford.
The court ruling yesterday, employers cannot be forced to scrap seniority plans in order to protect affirmative action programs during periods of layoffs. The weather, hot and more humid today.
You know, I have always thought that there existed a potential for disaster with these amusement park rides, and I have never liked them, even as a child.
Well,
I never wanted to go on roller coasters or those Ferris wheels or any of those things that spin around, and I'm not surprised that they're having problems all over the country, because, you know, particularly with these fly-by-night carnivals that come into town.
Well, supposedly, of course, the situation is that all of these...